Good afternoon. I'm David King with Need to Know America. I'm the senior development rep for Need to Know America. That's a wholly owned subsidiary at Nihon Nyaku of Japan. We are the development and marketing arm for Nihon Nyaku here in the U.S. Nihon Nyaku is a basic discovery and development company out of Japan, started in 1927, and that we develop new AIs for use throughout the world. Our newest generation of chemistry is inactive against Lepidopterist pests at low use rates, called flubendiamide. It was discovered by Nihon Nyaku in 1998 and is the first in a series of compounds based on this chemistry and has been registered in Japan as Phoenix. It was first registered in the Philippines in 2006 and is now registered in Japan, Pakistan, Chile, India, and Thailand in 2007. In 2008, late spring, we expect the registration of the AI here in the U.S. NNI-0771 is a co-formulation, and it's two active ingredients, bupropion along with flubendiamide. It's 65 grams per liter of flubendiamide plus 300 grams per liter of bupropion. It's intended for vegetables and row crops, including cotton. It has lepidopteran activity in the flubendiamide and homopteran activity with the bupropion. The flubendiamide is a substitute phthalic acid diamide or benzene carboxamide. Its mode of action, it's a riding receptor modulator, which means that it disrupts the calcium flow into the muscles. The ingestion is its mode, the way it's it is active, and it results in immediate cessation of feeding. It's strictly contact activity. It's active at rates of 15 to 140 grams AI per hectare, depending, of course, on the target. Bupropion is a thiazine chemistry. It's an insect growth regulator that inhibits chitin synthesis. It's a contact material for susceptible homopterans. It's most effective at the second and third instar. If you get a good enough dose in there, you will also see some activity right at hatching. It is a contact product, but it also has some vapor action, so it's very effective at penetrating the canopy. You see it mainly used for whitefly and mealybug control. The flubendiamide is highly safe in the environment. It's greater than 2,000 milligrams per kg, LD50 in mammals and in birds. In aquatic organisms, it's greater than 540 micrograms per liter. Has minor eye irritation and no skin irritation or sensitization. On coal crops, we tested it at 100 milligrams per AI per liter dose and against Lepidopteran pest on cabbage. You can see here we've got diamondback moth. We've got 100% control as compared to with the flubendiamide, the imamectin, chlorfenapyr, indoxacarb, and chlorfenazone. You can see that also when we get in here to the imported cabbage worm, we had excellent control into the army worms. And this army worm is actually in some areas called a tobacco cutworm. So we've got very good control across a wide range of Lepidopterist species. All these data were generated by Nihon Nyaku coming through Japan field trials. Again, NNI-0771, residual control of Lepidopter larvae on cabbage diamondback complex. We've got here a single application, and you can see we've got three different rates with flubendiamide at 45, 60, and 75 grams per hectare, compared against indoxacarb at 75 grams per hectare. And you can see we evaluated it 5, 9, 14, and 18 days and maintained control. Even though it was beginning to be reduced at 18, it was still effective control at 18 days. There was some variation in the rate, but not a significant variation in the rate. Again, this trial, we have control expressed as a damage rating. It's a mixed population. It's diamondback and loopers. And you can see that we've got flubendiamide alone at 30 grams AI per, or 30 grams per hectare, NNI0771 at 30 grams flubendiamide plus the bupropion and spinosad at 105 grams per hectare. Again, here at the first 6 days after the first application, you can see in the first set of bars that we had excellent control against the untreated check and equivalent to the spinosad. Again, it's 7 days after application B and 12 days after application B. We're continuing to have good control. And again, it's 7 days after application C. So there was no significant difference between the mixture. There were no Haemopteran pests in this particular trial that would show the activity of the bupropion. On cotton, we've done trial work in India. We've got flubendiamide compared with lambda-cyhalothrin, spinosad, and doxycarb, and we've got an untreated check. You can see in both of these, this is an armyworm in India, and that we had significant control over the check and equivalent control to the other products where they were effective. Kind of run fast today, but in conclusion, NNI0771 is a co-formulation of flubendiamide and bupropion. It'll provide growers with an excellent option for Lepidoptera insect control, plus suppression or control of many Haemopteran pests. Registration of flubendiamide in the U.S. is anticipated in 2008, with a launch in 2009 in vegetables and row crops, including cotton. Flubendiamide is the first in a series of these thalamide compounds that Nihon Nyaku has developed, and you'll see new compounds along with new mixtures with the flubendiamide being brought forward by Nichino America over the next few years. Any questions?